Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Current.
A bully for Woj. I'm going to say the Hartford newspaper. That's where it started. Obviously, he was at a long stop at Yahoo. That's kind of where he made his career. And then he obviously got with ESPN and stamped it there the last however long, 6-7 years it's been. Woj is definitely an icon. When you think about breaking news, I mean, the man has a brand, the Woj Bomb. I mean, how many have that? I mean, that is a testament to your ability and what you're able to accomplish. But as he alludes in his note, being the top dog in that arena is consuming, and time is it's a finite resource, and we know that. And especially if you have kids, you look up one day and you're like, how are you? I mean, I look at Riley and I'm like, what the hell? What happened here? How are you running around? How are you, saying complete sentences? How are you coming down the stairs by yourself in the morning? How are you, it's just kind of, it's crazy, right? Time is a beast, and you don't have all of it ever. Every hair on our head is numbered. And if that's what it really is about for Woj, who's now going to St. Bonaventure's to do a general manager position, which I assume is going to be much more lax for him, then I admire it. I commend him on it, because it's probably also not easy to walk away, from ESPN. I mean, he's got all the money in the world, yes, but there's something to be said for when big stories break, you're still that dude on ESPN. I mean, that's the dream for, so many people that come into this industry. But, it's the end of an era. A titan is leaving the industry, Jason, at ESPN.
Sean's got it's a great day for him, right? Pop a bottle.
And Windhorst.
Because your job just got a lot easier?
Yeah.
In terms of controlling the information?
Yep.
If you're Sean?
He's the guy now, undeniably.
Because he'd get it, he was using the agents and Clutch, yes, and all that, and yes. Woj was kind of the front offices.
That's right.
And now maybe Shams can
take
it all over.
Yep.
The entire game, because that was his main competitor. It was almost like Superman and Lex Luthor.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a way, and you pick which one's which on that, but they had it looked like to me pretty fierce rivalry.
Yep.
Having once gone from, pupil student to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
fierce
right,
competitor.
No question about it. So I know for Sean's, I got to imagine. I mean, I asked the question to Drew just kind of, lightly there. He's beat writer here with just Grizzlies. You've got that information. And Woj, we know, has a great relationship with that front office where half the time we're getting the story first from him. And if, Drew's on vacation, hey, I got to follow with that thing. But for Shams, who's competing directly with him on every bit of information,
yep,
imagine that. Imagine how much the race, how much the day has changed for him. Now, I imagine Sean's probably had this on his radar, like something this big. Somebody probably let the cat out of the bag that this was coming. But it completely changes his life, too, in a way, because there's nobody now positioned to really battle you on stuff, to go against you. And so if there's no Lex Luthor, there's no Superman, whichever one he thinks of himself as, like, who's that, you talk about peace. I got a lot more peace now. He's still got to stay plugged in. He won't have the same kind of easy life that Woj has got now and has earned, where you're not plugged into that, have to be plugged into that wheel all the time,
right,
and constantly in the know, constantly on your phone. Here's the deal. I would, I know you've talked about when you cover recruiting and everything else, Jeff, too. man, and I've told you, my wife said first 2 years,
yeah,
you know, if CJ's here, I'm home, but I'm not home. She's talking to me. I'm on the phone talking to someone, and I'm looking right through her when she's trying to tell me something. When we say you're not present sometimes during the job, you literally aren't. Like, you're there, but you're not present in mind.
Right.
And so I can't imagine what Woj's life has been like sometimes, and that personal, when he's had to get this news out there and everything yep. else, and now sort of unplugging from that outlet, a lot of peace coming for him.
Yeah. Yo,
is this general manager role for St. Bonds? Can he just dump his own money into that's their NIL think, program?
Yeah. And I mean,
you ain't got to make a call from that. You don't have to raise any money or anything else.
No, that's 100% but
so
true.
So his life's about to get a heck of a lot more peaceful and good for him, because he's earned all the money in the world. I mean, unless you got some number you're trying to get to, what's the point now?
Exactly.
Because life's going to be great for you. You've earned all you need. And then for Shams, he's going to have a different level of peace,
yep.
even though still in the game, because this rivalry
yep.
that was, let's be real, at times it was getting kind of ugly.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate that he got into that point. That's done now, and yep. he can have some peace about, hey, I got this now. You know, I'll own it now. Don't have to worry about, you know, my former teacher turned my rival.
Exactly. I'm wondering if ESPN just hires Shams.
Seems like that would be smart. Just Shams like, is between athletic and that's it, right? Stadium.
He's no longer
that's
there.
Done, yeah. right? That's what I thought.
So I think you could just, I don't know what his contract is, but you could just, you know, pay him.
I mean, you have Woj money set to the side.
That's right.
Now you got so all this money
you
freed
could,
up.
You could get him for less. I mean, that's just the truth, because he'll want to come. So,
Seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And they need it, because Wendy ain't breaking stuff anymore. What did y'all say, Wendy? I heard y'all bring him up earlier. Why?
Yeah, because Woj didn't want – remember, there was like a big reorganization of the basketball. Like, there used to be like Amin El-Hassan when he would contribute.
Oh, man,
you know?
What'd they do to my man Amin? Where is he now?
Woj, when he came in, he ordered some reorganizations. That was part of his deal. And I bring up Amin because but there were others. It wasn't just him.
What did he do to Amin?
I don't know.
He put him out.
Well, I don't think Amin is writing about basketball at ESPN
he's not.
Anymore. Yeah.
You're saying that's Woj was responsible for that, is what you're saying?
My understanding is
when
that
he came in, he restructured, said this like, guy's got to go,
whether,
this guy's got
to
go.
Whether that was they had to.
I didn't know this story.
Well, whether they had to take his money and give it to, you know, Woj.
Oh, I got you.
Or
oh, yeah, well, okay. That,
whether
that I got you.
There was just like, and there was, I just remember hearing, I don't remember exactly where, but like Woj wasn't super excited about Windhorst still being there either. That he was still kind of like, you know, I don't necessarily know if I love the idea of another newsbreak. You know, like,
but dude is not a newsbreaker anymore. You see, Windhorst just goes.
He
to
changed
cover
his
stuff.
Role.
He did change his role. He's not. Yeah,
and I think that was
you're saying
because
I don't want this guy.
Right, I want to be the only guy breaking news. I mean, Woj was a maniac. Like there are stories of him DMing people.
See, I don't know anything about all that.
Like, because that was like it was, you know. It's
I mean, I figure you
job.
Have to be to
an
broker news like
exactly,
he did.
Exactly.
Literally, it was a news
exactly.
broker.
Exactly. So I do think Windhorst can breathe a little bit. He can maybe like, whew, like, am I allowed to break some news again? Like without pissing anybody off.
But Windhorst might have found out he likes this
life
again
too,
because
that
you
too.
Don't have to be plugged in, and exactly. he's still got a fine existence.
No question.
Outside of
he
that.
Gets to go to he was traveling with the Olympic team, right?
There is a cost that comes with that stuff.
There is no doubt,
and it is liberating when you are able to get to a point where you can pull out.
Yep.
And that it's not you know
yep.
it's not as you're not as desperate. To have to be on that ladder.
Yeah, because
and
not only
be
was he
in.
Trying to having to do that, he was also having to be on TV. So he had to be available for that. You know, he was in studio quite a bit too, you know. Mm. I mean, he would, you know, it's a hell of a job. It's a hell of a job, and you take it home with you. And
you got kids?
Yeah, I think he does. I don't know how many.
Well, he's missed some of it. Inevitably, you've missed some of their lives.
But he didn't mention them though, did he?
I'm figuring they're grown at this point.
Yeah.
I'm figuring that their college days are moved
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he has two kids.
Okay.
Ben and Annie.
I mean, that's got to be, you know, he said getting back to his life is part of it.
Right.
And I'm imagining they're adult kids now.
Right.
Or he would have mentioned that.
But definitely a shakeup in the NBA news world this morning as Adrian Wojnarowski has called it a career in news. And obviously what a career it was. He was the best at breaking NBA news, no doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 1:25, so we'll get into the hires at Memphis, his evaluations and assessments of that, non-conference schedule, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Eddie Turner FM, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. We do have some hot news off the press, Jason. Interest rates have dropped.
Oh, it's exciting.
Half a percentage point, which is more than Charles Fishman expected. stock market at an all-time high. So take that for what you will. But it also means that your monthly note on a new house would be cheaper, right? Interest rates going down. So you may be motivated to go buy a new one now. And if you're going to do that, the Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They're going to take you through the process, make sure you're comfortable, and you will be because of them, and help you make the right choices, the informed decision. That's the Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. Reach out, SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
Yep, take advantage. Call them up, 625-5200. Get on the train to home ownership. Even if you think, okay, well, I don't have enough, right? Maybe you do and you don't know it. That's the case in a lot of instances. You may end up paying less in an ownership situation than you are now in rentership. Rent's just going to keep going up, up, up. Let Jennifer Carstensen get you in a ownership spot that's going to help you build equity, change your life like she did for us. 625-5200. They're the best. Give them a call. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Right, we're back. Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN. Norton Hurd IV is going to be in here in just a little bit. And we will, of course, talk to him about the Memphis staff changes now that they are official. Get his thoughts on, you know, what Nolan brings, you know, and what Mike Davis brings. I mean, Mike Davis was, I mean, he was in the Indiana bubble, brother. So, I mean, he could speak to, you know, what it feels like when you're under pressure, right? Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to have for Penny because, I mean, look, there is a lot of pressure going into this season. And he made a Final Four at Indiana, right? That's the one, he made the Final Four in 02,
yes.
won the Big Ten in 02. And then, of course, he I don't remember what happened by the end of it. I guess they weren't winning enough. And then he ended up going to UAB. So, you know, and I remember him, he and Cal having some battles. You know, not quite maybe to the Mike Anderson degree. I think those were a little closer than the Mike Davis ones. But, I mean, he was solid. He was a solid coach. And then Detroit Mercy is just a terrible job. So it's hard to expect much from anybody there.
You're talking about Nolan, Mike Anderson, right? You said Mike Anderson and Cal.
Yeah. Didn't Mike Anderson coach at UAB?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking you're talking about the Arkansas matchups and Nolan.
No.
Once Mike Anderson became a head coach at UAB.
Yeah, because there was two, like, Mike Anderson was there from, like, what, you know, 2000 to 2005 at UAB, and then he left. I don't remember. Did he leave for Arkansas? I don't remember. But then Mike Davis came in, and I feel like maybe.
I feel like he got Arkansas later.
Yeah.
Mike Anderson.
Where the hell did he go? I don't know.
Because remember, they did the whole Stan Heath Pelfrey thing after, I don't know when.
He went to Missouri.
Missouri.
That's what it was. He was at UAB from 02 to 06, and then.
Okay, so there were. That was long enough. You did have some. I guess that was a rival. That was.
Dude.
He was the head coach when they slapped him and all that stuff.
That was 07, or was it? That was 07, 08. So he had left. That was Mike Davis. Mike Anderson.
Mike Davis is when it turned up, the intensity level.
Mike Anderson took UAB to a Sweet 16 in 04.
What? Okay.
So I think they were both good, right? They were both pretty damn good at UAB.
I guess it was technically a rivalry then.
Yeah.
Memphis took off. I'm saying what 06-ish, where you left them in terms of what you became.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 05-06 feels about right. Yeah.
But in there, it was because after Darius Washington, he
that's right. Yeah.
Cal goes to a different level.
05-06.
They become
Mike
a national
Anderson's
program.
Last year at UAB, they were 24-7. Then Mike Davis comes in. And Mike Davis, what did Mike Davis do at UAB? He was pretty successful.
There were some good years. He had some good years.
Yeah, he went to a one tournament, 2010-11. Yeah, he wasn't as good as Mike Anderson was, but they were still, 25.
I thought he had
and,
more than one tournament. That's not great.
Yeah.
That's not a great tenure at UAB. I thought it was more than one tournament for him.
He went to the NIT three times.
Yeesh.
First four once.
Man, he kind of fell off fast.
He was good at Texas Southern, though. He went to the tournament four times at Texas Southern.
To get the job at Detroit Mercy from there?
I guess, man. Yeah.
Ugh.
I guess. It is odd to go. I mean, Texas Southern probably is not a good job.
Well, somebody else won down there. Wasn't it Johnny Jones or something that had them winning before he turned that into another job? Remember Johnny, our old Johnny? Didn't he have Texas Southern for a minute?
That sounds
like
right.
Like, folks have won in that job out of that conference.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's still a hard job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Johnny Jones is there now.
That's what it is. He was just in the tournament with them.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. the first four or whatever. Who'd they play?
I don't remember.
That was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago they played in the first four.
Well, he's down there now trying to recycle.
14-21.
After formerly being, what, the LSU coach and all that, you know. And so the kind of Mike kind of went the same path, went down to Texas Southern and recycled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, like, I'm not even saying this, like, it's just a fact. Johnny Jones has been to the tournament more than Penny at Texas Southern.
There it is. I told you Johnny Jones been good at Texas Southern.
Yeah,
and Mike Davis was good at Texas Southern.
They came in at the same in the same year, 18-19, and Johnny Jones made three straight tournaments starting in 2020.
As the AQ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are allowed to AQ as well, bro. I'm just saying.
Then, I mean, Tubby and Kelvin Sampson, and then your Dusty May.
That's right. They're holding us back, but no excuses now. No excuses.
I mean, we did win the tournament. And get the 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. You were going anyway, but
beat old Kelvin.
Yeah,
Kelvin on his way out.
Yeah,
in the last one.
Yeah, no, that was good. It was good. That was a.
But we haven't won any regular season.
No.
Is that correct?
No. They have not.
Then Johnny's doing that down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny been in it doing it a long
time. They haven't won the regular season in the AAC. They've never won the regular season in the AAC.
So Josh never did either.
No. No coach has ever done it.
Well, that don't make any sense.
Memphis finished second with Kendrick.
Mm.
But they didn't win it.
Well, this is our year.
Hell yeah. This is it, man.
As you know, last year before we hit off to Pac-12, we got to do it.
That's right.
No.
Right, I think we have two, though, right? We got 2 years.
It is two. I'm just messing with about that.
Well, let's go out with two straight. I think that's a fair ask. Anyway, Johnny Jones, it might be the GOAT. He just may be the GOAT. Let's get him involved somehow as maybe like a, you know, assistant's got to pay better than head coach at Texas Southern, right? Got to. We can get that done. Let's just round everybody back up, man. That'd be good. Norton Hurd IV going to join us when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, Turn FM, ESPN.
Coach Norton Hurd IV.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Team Thad director and coach, Silver Wave Media top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. It's one of the reasons we're so grateful for his time, because he's one of the movers and the shakers. Follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. He joins us like he does every Wednesday. We're grateful for that time. Coach, Penny has made it official. And John keeps telling me, and I can tell by the look in his eye, he's really excited about the Nolan Smith addition to the staff. He says that Nolan brings a great energy that will be very useful. Is John Martin spot on with that?
Yeah, John Martin is correct on that.
Thank you.
And you should film me.
Let's give a clap. Well, everybody's on the same page today.
Yeah, you should film me on this. I don't know how many times I have said this, but repeat it. John Martin is correct. I actually spent a lot of time with, a good amount of time with Nolan these last couple of years at Louisville because they was recruiting the heck out of Jasper with him being a Kentucky guy. And so I went to a couple high school events in Louisville. You know, we have kids Kentucky. And we would go out and stuff. So Coach Smith is in the loop. You know, Louisville, for whatever reason, was hard for that staff. Really, really good staff, though, if you really.
Did it surprise you? I mean, it surprised everybody how bad. But you thought when they went there that that was going to be a success? I did.
I mean, when I say success, I thought they would at least be in the middle of, of the ACC top, not the bottom or anything.
Right.
And the crazy thing to come out, every NIL situation to come out basketball-wise, it has, like, Louisville in the top five. So when you take that with that staff,
that make a lot of sense.
It's just them. But anyway, Nolan was one of the, guys that was in the – he's in the loop with all the players, in the loop with all the, decision makers, shake a hand. You know, he's young, he's vibrant, so he top players, he cool with him, he's cool, with the high school and AAU coaches. So I think there will be a different energy for P. It'll be a guy that's young, that's not from his city or circle, that brings even more resources and relationships.
Yeah, love it. And look, you may not say a lot, right? And I get it. You may not say that I am correct a lot, but certainly, I think there is some chance you think it. You have to think it quite a bit, right? Just sort of driving around, thinking like he's done it again. He's made another amazing point.
That has never crossed my mind before.
Okay.
Yeah, while I was driving around, it has never crossed my mind.
Well, John's in love with being right.
Bro.
Give love a chance. Give love a chance, is all I would say. In terms of the rest of the staff, right, Nolan Smith, we talked about, Mike Davis. Penny has had former head coaches on the staff before. How do you think Mike compares, stylistically with what he brings to maybe some past former head coaches that Penny has had?
I think Mike is a veteran guy. I think Mike is motivated, but probably never want to coach or be a head coach again. So that's always a big deal, too, because, let's be real, guys. When you bring anyone in to help you, if they have ambition, see, it's the right way of going about it. Everybody has ambition, which you should or you shouldn't be living. Mm-hmm. So everybody has ambition. But it is tricky because, the other guys he brought in, I mean, I'm going to be, like, let's be real, guys, from Stan Berry to Frank Heath, to Micah, whoever, who really thought those guys was going to be here a long time? When the hire happened, it was a million people saying Stan would only probably be there 1 year. So why doesn't, when it happened.
They're all former head coaches. They're former head coaches again.
And they got, they can run their own program. They're big time people.
Right.
To meet it, for some of those guys that he even got, he was the first one that they ever was an assistant for within 20 years. So that's why I come in here, y'all, and I don't take up a pee. I just keep all the real facts on the table. These guys. And I say that to just circle back to Mike. Them, the guys wasn't – it could have been peaches and cream. They could have won the national championship. Stan Beer is not going to be no assistant coach for that long. Frank Heath is not going to be assistant coach that long at the university. I mean, that's real. Mike Miller is not going to be assistant coach that long.
Yeah, we're not holding against him, although I would say, just push back a little bit. Stansberry is unemployed at the moment. I mean, I think Stansberry would like to still be here, all things equal. We might not be able to use him in that one.
We definitely can use him. He was not going to be an assistant coach that long.
But he's right there. We said when you got him, right, we said he has ambition.
Yeah, sure.
You're right. He was fired. He doesn't have a job.
Right.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone from here to the head coach. He would have
liked to have been here a little longer.
I'm saying whether he got promoted.
But Frank's not a head coach either, and we know he's in a good situation in Texas. He's going to be a head coach again.
And, Rodney Terry is not exactly on.
And back to the main point you're making, just so I'm sure, you're saying Mike's different than those guys.
Who?
Mike Davis is different because we're not talking about a guy who's going to be a head coach again. Is that where you were going with that? I want to make sure we get your point.
I think I know they're all older. We knew Larry Brown wasn't going to be here forever, but let me get back to the point. Yeah, I don't think Mike Davis really, I think his son is gone. You know, you could talk to an older guy that's at peace sometime, and I feel like he's a kind of at peace. Like you, like a Nick Saban of certain people. Nick want to go help. He could have been a head coach for the next 10 years. He want to consult. Roy Williams is at every North Carolina game. He has his own section. I sit next to him at Jasper Visit. We was right, him, Antoine Jameson. He probably want to give some scenarios, but he don't want to be a head coach. Right. And I don't. Now, I haven't talked to Mike since he's been here. Coach Davis, let me respectfully call a coach because it's hard getting that title. Coach Dave, Mike, I haven't talked to him since he's been here. I'll probably be at practice in the next couple of weeks. But from the feel I am getting, I don't feel like – because at one point he was coming here and he wasn't even going to be on staff before all
this happened. Right, consultant or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're willing to take that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you're either in a rock and hard place or you're at peace, and I don't think he's in a rock and hard place.
So what I'm taking, too, from what you just said is do not call you Norton. Call you coach like Prime.
Oh!
Because you said coaches earn that.
Right, because yeah. Brad did call you Norton during the break.
Norton
I'm
earlier,
sorry about that, coach.
Which was
that,
strange
that was
to
a
me
miss
because
cue.
I've never.
No, that was a miss.
But you would say, too, that when you have earned that, we stick with coach, much like Dion has said, address me
like
as coach.
You're like a doctor.
Because it's like, sir, it's like a doctorate. You
doctor,
earned that.
Dr. Hurd.
Dr. Ed Scott, Dr. Hurd, Coach Hurd.
Dr.
Don't
Hurd.
Call me my first. I've earned this.
I just want to make sure. I don't know how. I'm cool with it. I don't know how he is about it. He didn't put a lot of work in the game. So until,
but you have too.
Until then.
That was my bad.
Yeah, until then. Now, the thing about what Brad calls me is a lot of times you see people in the street, I go by mostly Hurd. When I get introduced, I want to be Norton Hurd at the four. But when somebody don't fully know me, it's normal for somebody to call you your first name. When I say don't fully know me, hadn't kicked it with me outside of a professional setting.
Right.
Most people who hadn't done that, they do say, no, you get what I'm saying?
Y'all are talking to human resources. He had to deal
right,
with
y'all paper.
I mean, no matter what we're talking
y'all
about, like,
you know, right. Brad going to come with the corporate. I mean, that's what Brad going to bring.
I hate it, too, by the way, just for the record.
Corporate Carson. He going to hit you with it.
No.
It's a side of Brad. Y'all don't know. Me and Brad done had golf.
These jockeys do these jobs for God's sake.
Brad has the swag that people don't know, and I'm here to tell the world, my boy doing his thing. I'm just going to say that.
Wow.
He do his thing, but when you do say Norton, I just want to go on stretch it all the way out and say Norton here at the four. So it's either Hurd,
yes,
Coach Hurd, or Norton here at the four.
No. Yeah. Right. Yes, you can't. You don't want to cut it off, right? I mean, again, I think this is free game, right? This is good for everybody to know and hear. You know what I'm saying? When I heard it, I was like,
no,
was
I missed
like
that.
It was almost
I,
like
I
a curse
that
word.
Up.
It was almost like he was calling you out of your name. I mean, it's how it felt. Because
I've
only ever called you
yes.
Hurd.
No.
When he came in here saying Norton, I'm like, what? You know, it just was a foreign deal. You know, that's all.
Yeah,
but we learn, we grow, we get to know each other a little better as time goes on.
I'll be better.
You're still new on the job, you know, so everybody's still getting to know each other a little better.
Yeah, and Norton actually works sometimes when I'm trying to get approved for loans and other
stuff like that.
When I say Norton, it works a lot better.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't know my nationality or nothing, and I just walk straight out.
Approval. That's right.
It is a unique name.
It is a very unique name.
I don't know
name.
Any other brothers named Norton. I know a Norbit,
yeah.
And that was fictional.
Norton.
So, do you know any other Nortons that are brothers for real?
Yeah, this is the thing.
Besides,
when you say
Norton Hurd the third,
and see, I don't really know him. But listen, we getting deep. So the thing is,
let's get deep.
Wow. But no, let's not get deep. It
no, let me say this: I don't know no Nortons as not brothers. But when you say brothers, everybody here is my brother. So, but I get what you're saying.
Yes, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because you kind of said when you go to get the credit, when you get the, you have eight folks think Norton has.
No, I just threw it out there. That's how
you gonna get the loan with the name.
Norton is just not a common name.
It's not a common name.
Anybody,
period.
You know,
but I do believe it's more common on the white side of town.
See, I never heard any from either one.
I thought that's what you were saying initially. When some folks say you say they hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, when it comes to that, they hear that and they think I'm something else.
No,
I
just
thought that's what I was hearing.
I have had good approval loans by saying it. I didn't want to take it nowhere else.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
well,
I think we understand.
Okay. Yeah, it certainly sounded a certain type of way when Brad said it. I mean, that was like
that was a miss. That was a miss,
Mr. Norton. Don't forget to turn your hours in.
No, that's, you know, I need to
do
better.
He's coach. He's Hurd.
Yeah.
I certainly wasn't speaking down to you, coach. I promise.
No, we're giving you a hard time.
That was not the good stuff.
No, yeah. Norton antivirus. That's the
See,
other.
I have. Now, that's the funny thing about it. That's actually known for,
Norton
I've seen
antivirus.
On back the window back before.
Yeah.
That's what I used to see that on.
That's exactly right. I want to ask you something. I've got Alabama as my number one team in America. Mm-hmm. I just sent in my Field of 68 poll.
You do it in football, too?
I just do it in basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah, I'm just a basketball guy at the end of the day. I mean, gridiron's great, but I'm just a hoop head at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Shoot 360. You know, innovative, immersive. But I've got Alabama number one over Kansas. Is that controversial or is that correct?
Well, I'm going to say, for me on this one, I'm going to ride with either one. I have kids on both.
Okay, so that was just a complete non-answer.
Well, no, I think Alabama is really good. I have two kids there.
Yep.
And I have another, you know, I have a kid at Kansas.
Who you got at Kansas?
Rockies Passmore.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
And so, but this is the funny thing about all of this. This is where the transfer rule have made everything crazy. My kid is at Alabama, Liberian Phylon. He was committed to Kansas.
Wow.
When he committed, it was the greatest thing ever. Once the season was over, Kansas got a lot of the top transfer. He said, well, no, that's a little too much for me. I'm going to go to Alabama. Well, as he getting to Alabama, Mark Sears and them pulls out of the draft.
They're loaded.
And now they get some transfers. And it's like, either way, you were in the same situation. Granted, he going to still play at either one. Granted, Alabama is his home, but you might be right. You might be right.
I don't think it's like a big difference.
Two
right?
hell
I
of mean, a coaches.
Yeah, I mean.
I give Bill Self the edge on anything, though. But, Coach Oates
is entering that discussion fast. I mean, I know he doesn't have the long extended track record, but he's coming quick.
Oates is definitely a top 15 coach.
Yeah.
Bill Self is probably number one.
Okay.
So
I'd agree with that. I mean, I'd have to sit down and make a list.
Yeah, because the thing is, the only other person that to me that was in that conversation are no longer in college sports in the last 10 years. It would be Krzyzewski and Billy Donovan.
Right. I mean, Dan Hurley probably making a case.
So yeah, and Dan Hurley is that could be he could be one. Them the two. Oaks is fighting his butt off. And then you still got people like Izzo is top five.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like that.
I'm fine with dropping him back a little bit, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
I can't do that to somebody and put in. So this is the thing, right? When people criticize people in the world, right? We all get criticized. I'd have been criticized. They'd have been criticized. My biggest thing from going against criticism, you cannot doubt someone has done something at a high level for a long time. Longevity. We're in a society where, granted, we're in a field where what have you done for me lately, but people forget so quick. Izzo is a legend. Like, you get what I'm saying? How can we take him out of the top five? This is a real legend, has been doing this for at least 25 years on a high level.
Right, but you have to adjust if you're going to stay on top, right? We can, to John's point, we do. I'm not suggesting this is the case, but we do decline if we don't change, right? Staben stayed on top because he changed his offense coordinator to decide, you know what, I'm going to get with the times. Whereas like a Tubby Smith, that felt like he didn't change and kind of fell off. Is there any danger that Izzo could do that if you're not adjusting, if you're not changing with the times, you've already reached your peak?
Well, so you made a football example. So if we keep it in basketball, he stay on his peak because everybody else has either declined or they have left because they weren't ready for this transfer and NIL situation.
Well, he better make another Final Four if you're going to call him still at his peak.
Exactly. It's time.
Izzo ain't making Final Fours anymore.
But I'm saying he's not a top five coach, though. Like,
I'm kind of with John. I could make an argument he's falling out of the top five.
I mean, I might put Nate Oates in front of him.
I'm not willing to do that today. Just because you go to
that's about
one,
what's earned.
Friends. I actually talked to Nate more, so I don't want this to sound like that. And Nate got my kids. I never had a kid at Michigan State. But I don't think over one Final Four that we can – because it's almost like going to a country club, right? So, John, you come to the country club. You're doing your thing. Your family donating a lot. But, man, I've been in this country club 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And so – Izzo was doing this when they Oaks was still in mid-major. He hadn't even got to the big leagues yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now we got to...
I'm doubting you there.
Yeah, now we got to understand you got NIA, Alabama got more. We got a lot of stuff that's into this, too.
But Tom Izzo hasn't... I mean, he won the championship in 2000.
Yep.
And, I mean, he's made some Final Four since then.
He has made, like, four of them. He's the most ever in this. How many does it say? He made, like,
eight Final Fours. I mean, that is amazing.
Come on. That's we ain't talking, though. I'm dropping the mic.
What was his last one?
19.
He's a beast.
So he hasn't done it in this portal new era. NIL world.
And he hasn't done it in 5 years. He hasn't done it in 4 or 5
I'm
years.
I'm just saying it's a new era.
No, I mean, I think that would be my argument.
If you're going to stay in top five, you got to do that, right?
He didn't adjust and adapt to the portal. In fact, he sucks at it.
That's all. That was my point from the beginning. Is he going to adjust?
He's really bad at it.
He may very well do it.
Like, his team this year is not good. Like, his biggest, I mean, and again,
but on accomplishment, you are absolutely right that you can't argue. But if we're saying
this, you got to put that somewhere in. If we was doing a ranking, you have to put your resume.
You can't just stay top five forever. You know, things change. The game changed.
That's right. It's true.
Otherwise, you would just he could retire now. He's done. And according to you, he'd be top five the rest of his life. That can't be the case.
I mean, 8 Final Fours is hard
to
argue with.
It's one of those craziest things ever.
But
I don't think there's 3 coaches that have done it.
How do you go to 8 Final Fours and only have 1 title, though? That seems kind of, you know, I mean, we're out of time. Tom Izzo going to join us when we get back. we'll talk to him about why it's falling off in East Lansing. That's Norton Hurd, the 4th. Don't get it twisted. Team Thad, program director and coach.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.